boys. It's recording day. And I have a confession to make.
Oh boy.
Normally on recording day, I get up, I go to the gym, and then I come home and we record. Today, I did not do that.
Shame.
I slept in today. I know. My allergies have been killing me this week. I took NyQuil last night, and it was not good as far as getting up this morning. So I'm going to go after we're done, because I got to find that motivation, find that time. But why do I bring this up? Because today we're going to be talking about why all of us kind of got into working out and exercising. I think pretty much all of us on here do exercise to some extent, and I know we're all pretty serious about how we eat and everything. So I think we might even turn this into a little bit of a mini series about our fitness and health goals. But Chris, why don't you go ahead and take us in?
Yeah, thanks, Jake Gyllenhaal.
Ooh.
Nice.
You forgot to mention that if you look around, I don't know where I am on everyone's screen, but it's just the three of us.
Just the three of us.
Then there were three.
There we go.
Oh, yeah.
Sure. Yeah. Joey's computer is incapacitated. Talon is still living life in Hawaii without his boys.
So. Bastard.
Whatever, man. That's
must
you
be nice.
Do you, boo. Yeah. Talk about gym and why we started working out, I guess, in general. So I'll start. I think it's obvious if anyone has known me for a while, which I don't really talk to anyone I've known for a long time anymore. But back in the day, yeah, I think Randy might literally be the only one.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I used to be small. I mean, I'm still not big, but I used to be like 120. It was tiny. Big small. So I started working out, worked at a gym. You know, I was in shape. I was just small. And so that was my motivation to start, right? I was like, I just want to put on weight. I want to look more grown up. I don't want to, if I get in a fight, God forbid, I don't want to just break like a twig. I mean, I was small. And it's actually funny because when I joined the military, I was 5'6 and 120. And I left basic training having gained weight, like put on muscle and shit, because I was forced to eat.
For a lot of people, it's the opposite, right?
Yeah, like a lot of people lose weight, but I gained weight.
Because
I ate veggies and, you know, dieting. We'll get into that later. But yeah, it was, so that was a big motivation, right? After that, you know, like that's only, you can only motivate yourself. So like, I want to get big, but like to what extent? And then, you know, I get here and keep up with my workout routine. And, you know, a few years ago, I met Jared Rumsey Fitness over here. Who changed my outlook on it, on everything, right? So his big thing is health. And we mentioned that, what, last episode?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. So Jared Rumsey Fitness likes to make you the healthiest that you can be, right? It's not about size, not about strength. It's what is my maximum potential as like a human being, my body. I want it to perform at 100%. And that's what he's all about. And that really helped me like reorganize my thoughts on like what fitness is to me. So I don't want to be like the biggest guy. I don't care how much weight I put up, even though it's more than probably Joe. Definitely. I don't know about Randy.
Joe.
Definitely more than Talon too.
but you don't care.
calling everyone out. No, jeez. I don't care. No, but it's good. And that's important. So like, you don't want to start working out, right? Like, oh, I'm just going to get big. Like, well, how do you know when you're there? What's your goal? Like just to get massive and like strongman compete and like get a giant gut because you're just worried about lifting weight. Like you got to find what motivates you and like what you're really looking for, you know? And then shifting from that, then I started playing a lot of hockey. So now I went from, yes, health is important to me, but now I'm going to do all these athletic type workouts to to really gear my body towards the sport that I play, right? So it's a lot more of like bursts. We do like sled pushes and pulls, and we pretty much throw up all the time every time we try it.
If you don't throw up, you're not going hard enough.
Oh, dude, it's rough. We do like two laps, and we're like,
but keep those barf buckets close.
Yeah. But no, and like mobility is a huge thing. Rumsey's taught me too, and that helps with sports, and that helps with even just being able to sleep better. Just having mobility and stretching, it feels so much better. So really knowing your body, that's the motivation for me. So that's why, like, working out is no longer like, oh damn, I got to go to the gym. It's like, all right, sweet, I'm going to the gym. Let's work on, like, my shoulders tight today. Let's work on that. Let's get that fixed. Stuff like that. So, yeah, that's me, Rumsey.
Yeah, man, that's good.
I mentioned really a lot. Good. Sorry, kind of just took over like the first 10 minutes of the episode.
It's not that bad, man.
Yeah, that's cool to kind of like see how your mind changes where the switch flipped. Where the flip switched. Oh, I forget which one's the right one.
You can't say it correctly anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, that's really cool.
It just flows organically, like the wrong way. So
yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, so for me, I'm kind of like you, Randy. I played some sports in high school. I wasn't nearly as serious as you were, though. You were super good, from what I hear, at least.
That's what he tells everyone. I don't know.
Eh. So I played a couple years of baseball and a couple years of soccer because, you know, my brothers or sisters were doing it. And my dad and my mom wanted us to try different things out. And then I got into skateboarding a little bit. And then I did track in high school. I was never super serious about it, though. You know, I was fit enough to kind of like meet the standard, but I didn't really excel. And then I joined the military. And I started working out a little bit, but I was never consistent. So I would work out for like 2 or 3 months straight, you know, being consistent, going 3 or 4 times a week, maybe 5 sometimes. But then I would always stop. You know, it wouldn't last that long. My motivation was always fleeting around that time. And then I went on my first deployment. I think I was about 18 and a half. At this time, and my first deployment was to the desert, where it's the lifestyle there is just gym, tan, laundry, you know.
Jersey, let's go.
Yeah, and I was out there with Brian Buskey, and I think Hawkins might have been out there too, but yeah, Brian Buskey, he was super into like getting big at the time, and I was like,
big swole.
I was like, let me work out with you. So then, you know,
you
I was out
his
there
glasses.
For,
can I work I was, out with you?
Can I work out with you? Oh, dude, I had these sick transitioning lenses at the time, so they would slowly.
You were talking the town.
It was horrible. Yeah, so, I mean, I was out there for like 110 days. And when you're out there, it's literally, that's the lifestyle, gym, tan, laundry. Like, you have nothing but time when you're not flying. So I wasn't really big into drinking. I mean, I was 18 at the time, so I could legally drink over there, but you know, it wasn't me. So I would work out, and I started getting into working out. And for the first time of being consistent, I started to notice, like the first thing I noticed was I started to get stronger, and that was huge. And then, you know, so that helped fuel me to keep on going because I was working out with these guys who were a lot stronger than me. So I was like fighting to keep up, and I was still doing a lot less weight and a lot less reps. So then after getting stronger, I kept with it. And then the next thing I noticed was I felt better. So I started to feel a lot better. And that kept
physically
me going.
Or like mentally?
Just like I did have more energy. I had more energy, more mental clarity. And yeah, just overall, I felt better. I started sleeping better too, having deeper sleep, which made me wake up feeling better. So this was great. And then, you know, I was also tanning while I was out there, you know, gym, tan, laundry, of course. And 3 months go by, and I actually started to notice like some very visible gains. I was like, dang, my shoulders actually look good now. And the I wasn't that overweight. Like, I wasn't overweight. I had some extra fat and stuff. I wasn't like super healthy or anything. And I noticed that I slimmed down a little bit on the fat and I was gaining muscle. So then I was like, I had developed this discipline and the habit of going to the gym, and I just fell in love with getting stronger and with just kind of like sculpting my body. I was like, if I stay consistent with this for a couple of months, like, yeah, I can work on my shoulders, and in a couple of months, I'll notice my shoulders get bigger. It was just,
I guess,
really
the one
cool
thing you didn't work on out there was your triceps, huh?
Oh, man.
Just kidding. Oh, Chris, shut up. You have abnormally large triceps. This guy, I mean, when we used to work out together, when he was talking about when he was like 120 pounds, I'd say probably 60 of that 120 pounds was this motherfucker's triceps. And he could outlift us all in that one category.
That's it. That's it. Bigger than me and everything else.
Well, I mean, they do say like the biceps are for show and triceps are what? For
I don't know.
For not show, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, because the triceps take up most of your arm. But anyway, that's my triceps are getting there, man.
Yeah, they are. I'm just joking. Your triceps are fine.
Yeah. So
check out TikTok if you want to see Jared's calves.
Oh my gosh. I've had some people message me about my never. Well, no. Some people are really weird on Instagram. Let's just say that my Instagram isn't really a fitness Instagram anymore. So,
were you trying to sell feet peek at feet peek? Oh my god!
Wow.
Feet pics.
I've had some really weird and strange messages.
Dude, you should start an OnlyFans then.
Oh, do it,
dude. No.
Anyway, fitness.
anyway.
Fitness, yeah, so cash in your bank account selling feet pics.
After this trip, I was disciplined, and it was just a part of my daily life, you know, to go to the gym. And then I started focusing on eating right and everything, and I prepared for a bodybuilding show. You know, this is a couple of years later. I had started preparing for a bodybuilding competition, and then a deployment got in the way. And then after that, I was like, well, I kind of want to do another show, but then I started thinking about the long-term goal, which is just health, you know, just overall health in my life, health and wellness. So, and I've seen like all the people who have gone to the extreme of getting super shredded for a show, and then after the show, they just rebound, and they rebound hard. And I didn't want that to be.
We'll watch Tony because he's about to compete.
Yeah. We'll see. I think Tony's in a good frame of mind. I think he'll do good.
Yeah, but
I didn't want to be one of those people that just rebounded, you know? So I'm like, hey, what if I can just look good and be happy with how I look and feel and not go to that extreme and just be healthy, you know? And, you know, 50 years from now, I'm much better for it. So I just started falling in love with the skill of lifting. So I started, instead of focusing on like a picture thing of how I wanted to look, I started focusing on skills and mobility, just moving better and being strong, having range of motion, but also having strength within the range of motion and all of that. And then, yeah, diet as well.
This is starting to sound way too much like I'm at work.
But no, that definitely rubs off. Like, I mean, you taught me all that stuff and I'm better for it. So yeah. That's important. You know, it's like trying to find your motivation working out is, why are you doing this? Is it to show off in front of people?
What's going on here?
If that's the case, I mean, you could do a show, I guess.
Yeah.
But I think the best frame of mind to have is do it for your health. Like you, I love how you said, I didn't care what I looked about. I don't want to look like a picture in my mind. I just wanted to focus on my health. Like, that's huge, dude.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ultimately, everybody comes to that at some point.
I think it's important to. Sorry, Randy.
That's okay. I was going to say, I think everybody ultimately gets there in that point. Like, anybody who is serious about working out, whether it's for sports or for a bodybuilding show or whatever, where ultimately you get to this point where you're like, okay, all this other stuff is great, but at what point do I start like focusing on what's going to, you know, keep me alive the longest, basically?
Yeah. Yeah. I like that. And there's something, there's a quote that goes really well with that. It's from Sal DiStefano. He's a very experienced coach and trainer. He's part of Mind Pump and that crew. But he says, if you chase aesthetics, you won't necessarily have good health. But if you chase good health, then aesthetics and looks will follow. So, and that's, yeah, that's what I'm doing.
Mic drop. Boom.
That's what, did, mic drop.
Oh, did you read that?
By an arm, but I'd pick,
yeah,
drop.
Pick it up.
No, that's a quote from Sal DiStefano. No, I've heard him say it a couple times.
That's unfortunate because
videos.
If y'all like books, you guys know what I'm about to do.
Plug it.
Plug it. So if you guys like books, but you don't have the time to sit down and read a book, much like myself, Audible is a great option where they just read the book for you. You just got to throw in your headphones, plug them in, turn on your Bluetooth if you're that fancy, and sit there and listen. So if you would like to listen to Books on Tape for free for 30 days, check out the link below in the description. And yeah,
I want
you get
one of you
free 30 days of Audible.
One of you listening, click the damn link. I just want to see
it.
If somebody clicks it.
Just clicks. You don't have to do anything. Just click it.
Yeah, you don't even have to do the link. You don't even have to listen to one book. Just click the link.
No, listen to books. Do it. Better yourself. We did a whole episode
just
about books.
Just do it.
Do it.
Okay, anyway. So fitness.
You're up, Randall.
I'm up. All right, so I'm going to keep it brief, but I had two moments of kind of awakening when it comes to fitness in my life. So the first one was I was about to go to college. I was going to a D1 school to play baseball, and my instructor was like, dude, you are like 140 pounds soaking wet. So if you're going to go and actually think you're going to compete at a D1 school, you better like seriously hit the gym and put on some mass. And that's what I did. And I spent the next like solid couple months really like going hard at the gym. And I got myself to a really good place. I think I was like 185 pounds and I was like 13% body fat or something like that. And
dang.
Yeah.
When?
And
in high school?
No, like right in college. Like pretty much.
Okay. I was
college.
Gone. Yeah, yeah. Okay. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah. So like all through college, pretty much playing ball, I was like that. And then I got done playing ball my last year and I started to get a little bit lax on the gym and, you know, it became kind of like what everybody else does. Like you go for a few months and then, you know, you get hurt or something happens and you don't go for a while or you just kind of fall out of that rhythm and you don't do it for a while. I always kind of went back to it, but I never got consistent about it. And then that kind of leads me into my second moment of awakening. So a couple years ago, I went on a cruise and I think it's funny when you don't realize something until you start seeing like pictures of yourself. And I didn't realize like at the point that I had gotten to, and I can actually send you guys, can we put it up on the screen?
Boom. Yeah. Yeah, we can.
Yeah. I'll send you guys the picture that I'm talking about in particular, but I went on this cruise and like, you know, I didn't feel like I felt great about myself, but I didn't feel terrible about myself either at that time. And we got back and I was looking at the pictures and I'm like looking at the pictures that I wanted to post and I'm like, I can't post these. I'm like, oh my God, I look fucking horrendous. And now,
man, that's the worst feeling too.
Yeah. And now that being said, listen, everybody has their version of like what in shape or what fit or, you know, whatnot looks like. And I had like a very specific image for myself. So like, I wouldn't say by any means I was like tremendously fat. I was just a lot fatter than what I was used to being. So I don't want anybody to think, you know, by looking at my picture that like that's what I think a fat person looks like. It's what I thought was fat for myself. But we could get into that in like a whole other episode. But that was kind of like my second moment of awakening where I was like, wow, I really need to change a lot of things because I don't like where I'm at now. And I kind of shifted from kind of doing these crazy baseball workouts to a more sustainable program where I was doing stuff that was more about my overall health and fitness. And I changed my diet all up and I changed my workout program so they were more functional rather than specific to a sport. And I made a lot of good changes since then. And in particular, since a couple months ago when we did our SMART goals episode, I really made a big change from that point forward. Just the discipline kind of shows up and all that stuff kind of falls into place. Like when you really make yourself start doing it, like take a solid month and make yourself start doing it. And then after that amount of time, it just kind of becomes routine.
Yeah. And do that from a place of, you don't want to really do that from a place of motivation. Cause if you're in motivation, then you're going to set this huge lofty goal. You're going to be like, I'm going to go to the gym 5 days a week. I'm going to hammer my body. And then a week later, when that motivation has fled, you're not going to keep it. So be realistic with yourself, you know where you're starting from. And ideally try to choose a frequency that you can keep for your whole life. Cause that's the goal.
For sure.
I think
the biggest part, another thing that you have to consider too, and I said I didn't want to get too much into it, is like figuring out like what your definition of fitness is. Because like what mine is definitely different from somebody else. And don't compare yourself to magazines and like the people you see on Instagram and stuff, because for the most part, that's not going to be a realistic goal for you to reach that and sustain it. Those people are like paid, like that's their full-time job, is to look like that. Most of you have full-time jobs. Some of you have kids. Some of you play sports. Some of you have all of these things and you don't have time for that to have another full-time job.
Just so you know, a lot of those people on covers of magazines, they aren't really healthy, and a lot of them have really huge deep down body image issues, and they have a bad relationship with food. So focus on yourself.
So like, you got to kind of figure out like what your definition, like figure out what point you would be happy with yourself, not what other people think. Think about what you would be happy with yourself with.
Boom.
Boom.
Yeah, man.
Another mic drop. Damn, son.
Send it.
Yeah. So I think it's important too, to not necessarily like have this idea of, I have to go to the gym 5 times a week, like Rumsey was saying, and then you can't make it one day the following week, and then you're just like, well, shit, it's ruined. In fact, me and Rumsey just switched up our workout last week. We're like, you know what? And this is the thing. Accept change, right? Like, if you can't make that 5 days a week, that's fine. Do something that you can do. So what we switched to now is we're going to go 3 days a week because we just didn't have time for 5 days. It's just not realistic, right? Like, life happens. So, and we were trying to go before work, like, consistently, and it's just hard. It's very hard.
Yeah, especially with flights and everything. Yeah.
Yeah. We're in different squadrons. Like, we just, it didn't line up perfectly. So now we decided to go 3 days a week, do full body each of those 3 days, and then in between work on
in between those functional stuff. In between those foundational days, those three foundational days, it's going to be focus sessions.
Right.
So yeah, one or two exercises and just a quick in like 10-20 minute workout.
Like something that I'm not good at would be like lateral raises, right, for my shoulders. So do our workouts those 3 days, and then like the days in between, maybe just go to the gym and work on that. Like,
or even stay at home.
Yeah, and just work on strengthening what you're bad at to overall achieve or improve your health. I got to charge my computer. I'll be right back, boys. Keep talking.
Okay. Hey, Jared, one thing I wanted to bring up too, and it was from that quote that you said before, and I think you said where if you follow fit or if you follow health, the physique or the form will follow.
Yeah.
I agree 100%. Because since I started doing that, I look better than I've ever looked.
Oh yeah. Yeah. And you feel much better. And when you, like I said, man, with all of these, a lot of these fitness influencers and people on covers of magazines, like they're doing so bad mentally. Like they honestly have, it's hard. You'd be hard pressed to find someone who's a model who doesn't have body image issues, that doesn't have a poor relationship with food, you know, and it's sad to see. Like, so if you are going to, if you are going to like follow, we keep cutting each other off. What are you going to say? What are you going to say?
I was just going to say, I don't think people consider that. I think people just think like, oh, wow, he's, you know, he's got these big, huge muscles in a six pack and he must be super happy all the time. Like, he must get all the girls and all this.
You're talking about Rumsey?
Yeah. I don't think with a lot of those people that that's the case. I mean, yeah, like they might have those things, but it doesn't mean that they're happy and they're happy with what they're doing.
Yeah. And dude, I was like that too. I was insecure.
You get all the girls. And
no, well, if you look, I deleted a lot now, but if you looked back at my fitness Instagram, I posted so many like shirtless pictures and stuff but I also, you know, I was insecure about myself. So that was like validating for me, but I also shared a lot of good information because I got my personal training cert. I was diving really deep into self-study and seeking out a lot of knowledge and wisdom from other experienced trainers and everything. And I still have that personal training cert, but that wasn't the route for me. Anyway, yeah, so I ended up deleting like half of the posts on my Instagram. I mean, you'll probably still find a couple shirtless pictures here and there, but
had to throw that in. So all these girls listening, oh my God.
Well, they're all gone now. Well, most of them, at least.
You just said you could find a couple, so... I'm gonna go screenshot them and frame them and put them on my fridge.
But yeah, if you look at my posts though, there's a lot of information in them.
There is, you know, to a point where I was like reading, I was like, damn, this guy took like 2 hours to type this shit out.
Well, 2 hours of studying or listening to a podcast or video or reading a blog probably went into it.
Yeah. I want to mention something. I'm gonna call you out a little bit. You said you were self-conscious on how you looked. You had like body image issues.
Yeah.
Now, you tell me every now and then, oh, my quads are too big. Like, bro, people would kill for your quads, man.
But, wait, does he say that from a looks perspective or a functional perspective?
Yeah, functional, because, as in, like, my quads are too big for my hamstrings.
And, yeah.
Well, dude,
so
oh
that's
my God.
One
Don't
big
get me
thing
started.
I run into in baseball is I got to watch when I'm doing my chest and shoulder workouts.
You don't want there
to
be an imbalance.
If they get too big, then I can't throw.
Yep. Yeah.
So it's also important, you know, like, and for example, like I know my triceps are strong, so I tend now to work those a little bit less compared to my biceps because I want to just even out my body, right? So that's important. I guess the biggest takeaway, well, the whole reason we're doing this episode is to find what motivates you. Like, why do you want to work out? Find that and like it'll come to you naturally. Like, yeah, if you just want to improve your health, you'll do that. Like, just get a little bit of a routine going, work on your health, work on your range of motion, your mobility, and you'll start feeling a ton better. So yeah, this is a little intro to fitness and just overall health in general. We'll talk about dieting, you know, working out, all this stuff. We're gonna dive more in depth with it later on in a few episodes. Didn't want to like hammer you guys with it today. But today's episode is mostly about what are you working out for? Why are you going to the gym? What is your goal? If you want to look like a supermodel, by all means, do that. It's probably just not the healthiest option. All of us here would probably agree that do it for your health. Whatever you think is healthiest for you, work on that. And I know Rumsey mentioned he had his physical therapy, personal training certificate. And Randy is a physical therapy technician and he has a degree in exercise science, and I'm just some schmuck who just works out and plays hockey. So, you know, we're not pros by any means, but we've got experience doing this for at least a few years now. So hope you enjoyed and tune in for some future episodes.
This has been Lessons Learned. Welcome to our health and fitness little series we got going on here. If you enjoyed the episode, like, comment, subscribe, or leave us a review. Also, we have a few t-shirts left, right?
We do.
Yeah.
And also, we have a Patreon if you want to support the show, you know, shameless plug.
Yeah. Click the link in the description. Ooh. Yeah. And check out our Instagram to keep up to date on different shows and episodes. We'll also post little clips on there. We also have TikTok. We're up on YouTube now, which is probably where you're watching this, hopefully. Tell your friends, tell your family, share it, and yeah, let us know what you liked and didn't like about the episode. Catch you next time. Peace.
See you.